USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation is ready to talk with the United States on a wide-ranging agenda. He makes the offer in a New Year's letter to President Trump. The Russian leader also sending letters to leaders of Syria, China, Japan, and the UK. Environmental and health researchers expressing concerns that new lighter regulations on mercury emissions could be endangering lives.
The Trump administration on Friday targeted an Obama-era regulation that was credited with helping to reduce toxic mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants. Former Obama administration EPA official Janet McCabe.
Since this rule was implemented, mercury emissions have gone down by about 80% from that industry as a whole, and that's a pretty remarkable reduction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
At least one department of the federal government that's currently under shutdown will be getting paid on Monday as the U.S. Coast Guard's announced it's identified a way to put its workers on their next scheduled payday. But that will affect their 42,000 employees. Many other federal workers are not so lucky, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
The bickering between Democrats and Republicans over a border wall is doing little to ease the concerns of federal workers who depend on a steady paycheck. During an interview on CNN, Tony Reardon, president of the National Treasury Employees Union, talked about one individual who's unable to pay for his wife's headstone because of the shutdown.
He said that he is brokenhearted over that. That, I think, in some ways kind of encapsulates what's happening to federal workers. Our federal workers do a great service to this country, and to be treated the way that they are is indeed unfortunate.
The two-year-old boy whose Yemeni mom fought a U.S. travel ban to see him has died after being taken off life support. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Facebook's apologizing after banning evangelist Franklin Graham from its website for 24 hours last week. The Charlotte Observer reports the company claimed it was a mistake to ban Graham over a 2016 post he made and for temporarily removing the post. The post in question was about rocker Bruce Springsteen canceling a North Carolina concert over that state's effort to limit bathroom choice for transgender people. The company now says one person in its content review team decided the post had violated Facebook's policy that bans dehumanizing language. The strictest DUI law in the nation to take effect in Utah just before the new year arrives. Starting today, Utah is lowering its blood alcohol content limit to 0.05, the lowest cutoff in the U.S. The new law also states that anyone who causes the death of another with driving with a blood alcohol content greater than that new limit will be charged with criminal homicide. And the Times Square ball drop wouldn't be complete without the confetti raining down on spectators, so organizers gave it a test run yesterday, and all went well. Over 3,000 pounds of it will be released on New Year's Eve Monday, creating a colorful blizzard of sorts. The confetti was tested outside of the Hard Rock Cafe, and today there will be a dry run for the New Year's ball drop. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.